is it worth it? And you and a coat and shoes for the wife, and a bicycle on the boy's birthday. It's just a rumor that was spread around town by the women and children. Soon we'll be shipbuilding. Well, I ask you, the boy said, Dad, they're going to take me to task, but I'll be back by Christmas. It's just a rumor that was spread around town. Somebody said that someone got filled in for saying that people get killed in the result of this ship building. With all the will in the world, diving for dear life, and we could be diving for pearls.
Yeah, sound there. The Elvis Costello track entitled Shipbuilding, kicking off this week's show here on Radio Resistance Chesterfield. And this week you could say that we're going to have a few outside broadcasts, in that later on in the programme there's going to be audio speeches made during Saturday's Sheffield demo against military attacks on Syria, but right now I'm going to keep to the music. In fact, this was recorded on Saturday in Sheffield, Sound of Citizen Smart.
Oh, man, oh, welcome to sweet Sheffield Hill.
Love me, I'm a liberal.
Nicholas Clegg. Oh, I'll broke off that partner agreement. Hard to drag Britain out of the red. But that debt keeps growing and growing. How I think it's affecting my head. Oh, but love me, love me, love me. Oh, I'm a liberal. Oh, I campaigned against unfair taxation. Oh, and then I put up VAT. Oh, then trebled the fees for our students. After promising it would be free. But those billionaire bankers from Eton, oh, they can't speak more highly of me. Oh, so love me, love me, love me. Oh, I'm a liberal. Oh, yeah. Love me, love me, love me. Oh, I'm a liberal. It's a bedroom tax verse. Oh, I'm passionate about personal freedom. I've spoken out 1,000 times, maybe more. See now officials accounting your bedrooms or measuring the size of your floor. See, I've reached a reluctant conclusion. Just don't apply when you're poor. Oh, so love me, love me, love me. Oh, I'm a liberal. Oh, our colours are black and bright yellow. Oh, but now they are turning to blue. Oh, just who I am now representing. Oh, I honestly don't have a clue. I was once called a liberal rodent. Now the rats are all threatening to sue. Oh, but love me, love me, love me. Oh, I'm a liberal. Had your votes in some past tight elections. Here in Hallam, majority's thin. I said I'd defend welfare spending. I campaigned against Tories and sin. But now my best pal, his name's David Cameron. Oh, so that's why I'm doing you in. Oh, but love me, love me, love me. Oh, love me, love me, love me. Oh, love me, love me, love me. Oh, I'm a
Yes, and there, Citizen Smart, Love Me, I'm a Liberal, and very soon after they sang that at the Sheffield demo against military attacks on Syria, they went over to Nick Clegg's office and sang it outside there. In fact, Citizen Smart have been touring the country and singing their protest songs outside Lib Dem MPs' offices. Good for them. I mean, the Lib Dems deserve a good kick in the ass, and them, along with their Tories, have recently got rather a kick in the ass when Parliament voted against attacking Syria. Now, among the MPs who quite rightly voted against attacking Syria was the Worksop MP John Mann. Only trouble is that Mr. Mann then kind of spoilt it a bit by publishing an atrocious article in the Worksop Guardian, in which he equated the Syrian rebels with Islamists and even Al-Qaeda. Well, Al-Qaeda's role in the Syrian revolution is peripheral to peripheral at most. The main players in the Syrian Revolution are the Syrian National Congress, who are, if anything, not really big players within Syria, in that they are almost a government in exile. There's the Free Syrian Army, which are made up largely of defectors from the official Syrian army and also volunteers to fight against the Syrian regime, and perhaps most importantly to other socialists, the local coordinating committees, which are made up of people at ground level in the localities who not only take part in defending their own locality, but also take part in sorting out the distribution of things like food and what have you. Now, okay, there possibly are some Islamist currents within the revolution, just as there were in the Egyptian revolution and what have you, because revolutions are never clean-cut, and when people are rebelling against an authoritarian repressive regime, they do look to all sorts of alternatives, and Islamism will be one of them. However, the main thrust of the revolution is for freedom and a decent living standard for the people of Syria. So we here at Radio Resistance and we as socialists side unconditionally with the Syrian revolution and with the Syrian rebels. And we also think that the revolution there would be helped best if we didn't attack them militarily. Right now, back to the music. Here's the sound of Chumbawamba, track entitled Jacob's Ladder, Not In My Name.
Aap Radio Resistance sun rahe hain.
Like a sermon on the mountain, says the Dharma got dumb. Hellfire and brimstone, swap for oil and guns. When we're pushing up daisies, we all look the same. In the name of Father, maybe, but not in my name. On this Jacob's ladder, the only way up is down. One step from disaster, two to make the higher ground. Jacob's ladder. A million lifetimes left dying in the sun. In the streets down in Whitehall, dogs picking at the bones. 9/11 got branded, 9/11 got sold. There'll be no one left to water all the seeds you sow. On this Jacob's ladder, the only way up is down. One step from disaster, two to make a higher ground. Jacob's ladder. Jacob's ladder.
And they sent him to the wars to be slain, to be slain. And they sent him to the wars to be slain. And they sent him to the wars to be slain, to be slain. And they sent him to the wars to be slain.
This is Radio Resistance News, brought to you courtesy of Socialist Worker Newspaper. The ruling classes of the Western powers are in turmoil over military intervention in Syria. The British and French governments have spent months lobbying US President Barack Obama to lead a military strike on Syria. But now Prime Minister David Cameron has lost the vote in the British Parliament. His previous belligerence just compounds the humiliation. His authority is weakened on the international stage, at home and in his own party. We must take advantage of this defeat and build for the September 29th demo in Manchester outside the Tory party conference. And put an end to Cameron's weak but nasty Tory government. Greater Manchester Police have paid three anti-fascist protesters compensation after attacking and arresting them. They were arrested at a Unite Against Fascism protest in Bolton in 2010. Meanwhile, anti-fascists will be protesting against the English Defence League in East London on Saturday 7th September. North Lanarkshire Council was due to begin eviction proceedings against tenants affected by the bedroom tax this week. But a mass campaign has forced the biggest council landlord in Scotland to retreat. Campaigns across the UK are planning mass disobedience against the bedroom tax. Health bosses in East London have launched an attack on workers' jobs and wages that opens the door to slashing hospital wards across Britain. "We have to fight this," said one ward sister at the Royal London Hospital. "Staff levels must be based on patient need, not on profit." Also in this week's Socialist Worker, Vodafone's £77 billion tax dodge and how the government let them get away with it. An analysis of the situation in Syria. How PFI private finance initiative schemes damage the future of public services. And a review of the Channel 4 TV series Educating Yorkshire. You can read Socialist Worker online at www.socialistworker.co.uk. Or you can buy Socialist Worker on Saturday afternoons outside Primark in Chesterfield from 11 o'clock through till 12:30 p.m. Or you can have Socialist Worker delivered. For more details about this, phone 07919 486101. That's 07919 486101, or email swpchesterfield@tesco.net. Socialist Worker is your paper. Buy it, read it, sell it.
To ease the boredom, propaganda all around swallows all the spiel he's given, deliverance so easily found. Smiles for the cameras, never wears a frown till the lights go down. Because he's tragic but brave, and he knows that Jesus saves. And he could be whole if he could just hold God's hand. You know he's tragic but brave, and he's also well behaved, 'cause he thinks it's all a part of some eternal plan, 'cause he's a sinful man. Beads of sweat and muscle straining, super fits the wastious day, so she can be a human being, not disabled in any way. Someone will always help her up the steps at work each day, laugh it all away. Because she's tragic but brave, to her body she's no slave. She's proud of every ounce of normality. You know she's tragic but brave, what she could have been they say. Still she's just the same as you or me, as much as she can be. And she looks at the crowd on the TV news with their wheelchairs, their sticks and their guides. They are brandishing banners, they are pissing on pity, and they celebrate difference with pride. Something stirs inside. Stumbles down the street with shopping, all the people smile his way. What it is to be independent, you can almost hear them say. Falls through his front door, rubs the pain away. It's just a part of his day, because he's tragic but brave, and he will be to his grave. A soldier on and overcome his needs. You know he's tragic but brave, never been one to complain. Well, the people have all the problems that they need, so what if his wounds bleed? And he looks at the crowd on the TV news with their wheelchairs, their sticks and their guides. They are brandishing banners, they are pissing on pity, and they celebrate difference with pride. Stirs him inside. Something moves inside. Something recognizes. Something stirs him inside.
Yeah, sound there, Ian Stanton, his version of Tragic But Brave, which leads us nicely onto the disability demo and launch of the Disabled People's Manifesto by Disabled People Against Cuts, which took place on Wednesday in London. Now, hopefully next week we'll be able to have some audio and a more detailed report of the demo there, but it is interesting that a report of a demo outside the BBC has been widely reported. The demo was against the media bias against disabled people. Now, it is true that people with disabilities on the media, we either seem to be portrayed as tragic victims needing of people's sympathy, totally helpless on the one hand, or on the other hand we seem to be demonised, portrayed as scroungers and a burden on ordinary people and a drain on the system, basically. So it is good that there was the demo outside the BBC, because they're among the worst for it, with their bloody children in need and what have you. Less widely reported, however, was a occupation on Wednesday of a room in Parliament. Now, a room was supplied in Parliament for the lobbying of MPs and for the launch of the manifesto, but the room was only accessible by a small lift, which couldn't hold many people, especially in wheelchairs, so it took ages to get everyone up there to the meeting room, and the meeting started late, and when the meeting did start, the room was too small, so many people didn't get in and had to stay outside the room. So, as a protest, a number of activists decided to occupy the room, which is good. Anyway, back to the music. Here's the sound of the V Faction. What the Movement's Done For You.
Don't forget what the movement's done for you, baby. Don't forget what the movement's done for you. Don't forget what the movement's done for you, baby. Don't forget what the movement's done for you. Hey, shouldn't be advantage. Don't take us for granted. Remember your granddad. Don't feel abandoned. Don't forget what the movement's done for you, baby. Don't forget what the movement's done for you. Baby,
what the movement's done for you. We are wearing threes and a half set of D's, and the first day of May and the minimum wage. Don't forget what the movement's done for you, baby. Don't forget what the movement's done for you.
Yeah, the sound there of The Faction, What the Movement's Done for You. And there's coming strikes in the Sheffield area by teachers and firefighters, as reported in the Sheffield Star tonight. Teachers are going to go on strike in October over pay, pensions and working conditions. It's going to be part of a national strike, and there's going to be a rally in Sheffield on October the 1st, which is set to include protests from parents and governors, among others. Also, firefighters are expected to strike very soon over pensions. A fire brigade union spokesperson, Graham Wilkinson, said that they want us to pay more, work longer and get less at the end of it. Now, of course, the Sheffield Star have been decrying the strikes with the headline of Strike Misery. Well, there'll be a hell of a lot more misery if the condemns are allowed to get away with attacking not just pay, not just working conditions, not just jobs, but the very fabric of our public services. So we support the strikes. And back to the music, appropriately enough, here's the sound of Steve White and the Protest Family, Right to Strike.
From the toll paddle Mars to Brian and May, from the Liverpool docks to the workers at BA, since the general strike, the workers say, not a penny off the pay, not a second on the day. History tells us to fight. Sometimes you need to stand up for your rights. It's time to break the law, take on the bastards that change clause for. It's time to break the law. Your right to strike is worth fighting for. Worth fighting for. They had to break the law, George Lovelace and his mates. Lansbury knew the rules when he refused to pay the rates. It was principle and justice, not the laws of our time, that caused the dockers not to cross the picket line. History tells us we must stand up and be counted when we know that it's just. law. Tight on the bastards that change clause for. It's time to break the law. Your right to strike is worth fighting for. Worth fighting for. Margaret Thatcher took our rights away, but in 1997 nothing really changed. We didn't know you, Labour, would choose to ignore the history of the movement, George Bernard Shaw. History will call us fools if we elect a play by the rules. Law. Take on the bastards that change clause for. It's time to break the law. Your right to strike is worth fighting for. Worth fighting for. Worth fighting for.
Yeah, sound of the Steve White and the Protest Family, Right to Strike. And now I'd like to talk about this anti-lobbying bill which has been proposed by the government. Well, I'm sure that we all hate lobbying by a fat cat big business in which those with a hell of a lot of money lobby MPs in order to get their own way, in order to get bills pushed through Parliament which help them to make even more money. So, what's the problem? Well, the anti-lobbying bill is going to put a cap on the amount of money that can be spent on political lobbying. Now, sounds all well and good. However, the devil's in the detail. It will not stop in-house lobbying by large multinationals, and it certainly won't stop the cosy meetings between government ministers and members of the ruling class. Won't stop government ministers and even prime ministers being invited onto, for example, Richard Branson's yacht or Berlusconi's villa. And it won't stop the fact that a lot of the lobbying isn't actually done by organised organisations. Basically, it's done by cosy meetings between the government and the rest of the establishment, because it's the establishment who pull the strings of the government. What it will stop is it'll stop the likes of Friends of the Earth, Greenpeace, etc. from campaigning against fracking, but won't stop government ministers' meetings with energy companies. It'll hinder campaign against the arms trade and the campaign for nuclear disarmament, while at the same time not stopping government ministers from whining and dining at arms fairs and what have you. And perhaps most perniciously, because political parties themselves are included, it'll allow Nazi groups like the BNP to campaign on election years, but will severely hinder the likes of Unite Against Fascism, Hope Not Hate, etc. The bottom line is it will hit protest movements and it'll defend the status quo and big business. So I think that we should oppose it, not because we like lobbying, but because we hate the way this bill is only going to attack lobbying by the left. It's not going to attack lobbying by the establishment, basically. And back to the music. Here's the sound of the Blow Monkeys here on Radio Resistance Chesterfield. Choice. You talk about choice.
Choices for some, but not for everyone. The way you talk about money, like it's the currency of faith, then cast aside those who never make the grave.
In the back of my mind, there's a home for everyone, but in the cold light of day, it's a grim reality. I talk about freedom, but I just don't understand. The castle that you built is made out of sand.
And the goods you sell are the ones we already own, and the lies you tell to build your sacred home. It's a common misconception, they call it single-minded strength. I say it's too easy to divide the us from them. Let's talk about
it's
it.
Your choice.
Well, there's no choice at all, people.
It's your choice.
No, 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 no.
It's your choice.
Well, there's no choice at all.
It's your choice.
Let's talk about hate.
It's something that you thrive on. Conquer and divide.
Get on your bike and ride.
It's a social disease. It's something we all suffer from.
You think it's heaven sent, but it don't pay the rent. The way you talk about love, like it's something you invented. But the only love you know is the one that makes the dough. With the 28 clauses and your market forces, you only benefit. You're showing up a bad lady.
It's your choice.
It's no choice at all, yeah.
It's your choice.
Well, that's no choice at all.
It's your choice.
No, 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 no choice.
It's your choice.
Ooh.
Choice.
Mm-hmm. When you talk about it to me.
Yeah, sound there of the Blow Monkeys, track entitled Choice. Now, I promised you some audio from Saturday's demo Against Attacks on Syria. Well, here's the opening speech or part thereof for you.
And chair of Stop the War Coalition, on opposing the intervention, said Western intervention will kill many more people and have all the unintended consequences of Afghanistan, Iran and Libya. Most people in this country have learned from the disasters of Iraq, Afghanistan and Libya. And according to a Telegraph YouGov poll last Sunday, only 9% of the British public would support troops being sent to Syria. And only 16% support sending more arms to the region. So the defeat of Cameron's war plans on Thursday night was a historic moment and a massive victory for all against the wars in the last 10 years. All of us who have stood here, who have marched in London, who have marched around the world, can be proud of the fact that we put enough pressure to stop Cameron being able to go and again and attack Syria. So we should give ourselves a huge round of applause for that. Okay. It represented the victory of mass anti-war opinion over the interests of the UK elite that has been enthusiastically participating in US-led wars over the last decade and more. There can be no doubt that the hundreds of demonstrations, protest rallies and pickets of the last 12 years have been central to bringing the war makers and the and making it impossible for Cameron to join in another catastrophic attack. A question worth asking now, I think, to Cameron is, the billions you were going to spend on this attack, could this not now be used to support reversing the cuts, Cameron, instead of imposing poverty on millions in the UK and stigmatising millions of innocent people as benefit scroungers? We could be investing this money now into jobs, health services, health service and pensions. Assad's regime has killed more than 100,000 Syrians as it attempts to crush the yearning of the Syrians for an end to dictatorship. Many thousands more have become refugees. But any intervention by the West imperialist powers will only make the situation worse. A missile attack from the most imperialist nations of the world is not supporting the people, as we have all seen in Libya. Apart from the inevitable casualties, any attack on Syria is also only likely to inflame the situation and would risk pulling in regional powers further. It will do nothing for those already living as refugees in Turkey and Jordan. Foreign Secretary William Hague rolled out the old refrain that they want to wage war because of humanitarian needs. I've never known imperialist wars ever serve humanitarian needs. He claims that an attack will protect civilians. This is bogus. The intervention is about the West trying to get a hold back on the Middle East since the Arab Spring uprising. The revolutions in the Middle East and North Africa were a challenge on the whole world order. And their hypocrisy knows no bounds. Western powers are no strangers to the use of chemical weapons. From carpet bombing Vietnam with Ancient Orange to the use of white phosphorus in Fallujah and Iraq, they have often crossed this red line they talk about themselves. Let's be clear, the West is not interested in the needs of the Syrian people whose revolution for freedom and democracy began in February 2011. On Wednesday of last week, we saw the dictatorship of Bashar al-Assad attack the Damascus suburb of East Ghouta with chemical weapons and toxic gas, with the appalling killing of more than 1,000 people, including many women and children. Assad has inflicted terrible crimes against his own people, but we cannot allow judgment and punishment from the hypocrites of the West, who are the greatest warmongers in the globe. Obama and the US remaining allies are still committed to an attack on Syria. Britain was their key US ally. Forcing Cameron out of the war is a big blow to the West war plans. Now we must redouble our efforts to stop any attack on Syria. We must continue to reject all attempts at intervention in Syria. We say no to war and end to poverty and no to austerity around the world. And we must continue our fight and strengthen the anti-war movement to do this. So it's fantastic that you are all here today.
Well, I couldn't have put it better myself. That's a very good sort of summing up of the reasons why we're against bombing Syria. From the opening speech at Saturday's demo in Sheffield, saying no to military intervention in Syria. Now, this was, as I say, recorded in the middle of the demo, so apologies if it sounds a little bit like shortwave on a Sunday morning, but that's just the nature of the beast. Hopefully you'll have heard near enough all of it. For now, back to the music. Here's the sound of George Michael. Track entitled Shoot the Dog. Yeah, sound there of George Michael, Shoot the Dog. And next up, we've got another recording from from Saturday's anti-war on Syria demo in Sheffield. This is by Chesterfield's very own James Eden.
Is James Eden, who is president of the Chesterfield Trades Council.
Hello, comrades, brothers and sisters. I bring solidarity greetings from the trade union movement in Chesterfield and North Derbyshire. The Chesterfield Trade Union Council has given wholehearted support to Stop the War Coalition, the anti-war movement in this country, since its inception. And I want to say a couple of words today about the historic vote that took place in Parliament on Thursday and the reasons why hundreds of Labour MPs, plus, it has to be said, a number of Tory MPs and Lib Dems, voted the way they did in Parliament. And they need to be congratulated for the way they voted in Parliament. But the key reason I believe that vote took place in Parliament, the vote went the way did, is because of the historic pressure that has been put on public opinion in this country by the anti-war movement, not over the past week or so, not over the past couple of months, but for more than 10 years since the Iraq War in 2003, where millions of people took to the streets and marched and created in this country anti-war majority, a majority of the population in this country who begin to understand the reality of imperialist war, the fact that imperialist war can never be the solution to oppression and violence in parts of the world. They've learnt the lessons of Iraq, and this says something about the lessons of Iraq. This month in Iraq, more than 500 people have died as a result of sectarian bombings in Iraq. That is the result of the smashing up of that society by the bombs that were dropped on Iraq in 2003 by British and American bombers. The impact of imperialist wars on this country, on these countries, are to destroy them, fragment them, send them back to the Dark Ages, send them back to a place where the most backward and reactionary ideas dominate those societies and where sectarian violence increases. And that is what would happen in Syria if the cruise missiles go in and the bombers go in over the next few days. And people in this country have begun to understand the hypocrisy of our own ruling class over the question of imperialism and war. Let's have a think about Bashar al-Assad, a vicious dictator in Syria, but a vicious dictator who 3 or 4 years ago was a guest of honour, was being feted in Downing Street in Buckingham Palace. John Kerry, who's on our television screens yesterday attacking the Syrian regime. Well, Bashar al-Assad and Mrs. Assad were dinner guests of John Kerry only 4 years ago as they sat round for a cosy little dinner to discuss what was going on in the Middle East. At that time, thousands of trade unionists, thousands of oppositionists in Syria were being tortured by the Assad regime. Our rulers have no interest in human rights and democracy across the world. They've only got the interests of their own imperial desires, of the need for US imperialism to re-establish its hegemony in the Middle East after the Arab revolutions. And that's what their power is about. And the hypocrisy is absolutely stinking, and people in this country begin to understand. I also want to say something about the hypocrisy over the use of gas and other weapons of mass destruction, because absolutely the use of poison gas on civilians is a heinous war crime. But let's be clear and look at our own history in this country. The great war hero in Britain, Winston Churchill, the person who Tony Blair and Margaret Thatcher put up on a pedestal. He was the man in the 1920s who advocated the use of poison gas in what is now Iraq, bombing the Kurds. He said the use of gas is a very useful tool to, in his words, to keep down tribes people. And the Royal Air Force dropped poison gas on Kurdish people in the 1920s under the instructions of Winston Churchill. Let's just say, bring us a bit more up to date, because I come myself from Chesterfield and North Derbyshire. Just down the road in Bolsover is a factory called Coalite. It's a coal processing factory. It's a poison hell. It has been for many years. There's a reason why in North East Derbyshire cancer rates are higher. There's a huge cancer cluster around Bolsover, around the Coalite factory. When I was a kid growing up in Derbyshire, when the wind was in the right direction, you smelt the smell of the Coalite factory in your lungs. You could smell what was being done at the Coalite factory. What was the Coalite factory creating? One of the products of the Coalite factory was Agent Orange, the chemical weapon that was used by the Americans in Vietnam, made just down the road in a factory which used coal that was brought to the ground by British mine workers, processed the Coalite and turned into one of the precursor agents for Agent Orange. Not only poisoning people in our local communities, but bringing death and destruction by chemical warfare on the people of Vietnam. You see, our side are fantastically hypocritical, and people in this country begin to understand that, and that's why the vote went the way we did. I want to just conclude with one thing. What our tasks are now. You see, Obama wants to go in, he may well go in this weekend. We need to redouble our efforts to build the peace movement. But also, I think that Cameron will have another go at having another vote in Parliament. And that is why we as a peace movement need to keep our pressure up, absolutely. We also need to keep our pressure up on our Labour MPs. I'm very, very pleased that Tony Perkins, our MP for Chesterfield, voted the way he did. But let's be clear. Pressure beyond the Labour Party to rescind, to have another vote, to fall in line with the imperialist powers. We need to make sure the pressure of the anti-war movement that we've brought to bear retains strong and powerful. We can keep on the streets, keep active, keep working as an anti-war movement to bring those aims about. Thank you very much.
Yeah, that was James Aidan from Chesterfield UCU, and also, of course, Chesterfield SWP speaking in Sheffield on Saturday. By the way, he's so right about Coalite. I mean, I live in Clown, which is, if anything, only a couple of miles from Coalite, and I've often drove or cycled past Coalite, and to this day, you can still sort of see the desolation of the area caused by the chemical plant there. Anyway, back to the music. Here's the Sound of the Clash, track entitled London Calling, here on Radio Resistance Chesterfield.
Your boys and girls, London calling. Now don't look to us. Phony Beatlemania has bitten the dust. London calling. See, we ain't got no swing except for the rain and the truncheon thing. The ice is coming, the sun's zooming in. Meltdown expected, the wheat is going in. Engines stop running, but I have no fear, 'cause London is drowning. I live by the river to the inner.
invitation zone. Forget it, brother, you can go in alone. London calling to the zombies of death. Quit holding out and draw another breath. London calling, and I don't wanna shout, but while we were talking, I saw you nodding out. London calling, see we ain't got no hide, except for that one with the yellowy eyes. The ice suit is coming, the sun's zooming in, engines stuck on him, the wheat is going thin, a nuclear error. But I have no fear, 'cause London is drowning out. It was true. London calling at the top of the dial. And after all this, won't you give me a smile? London calling. I never felt so much alike.
This is the Radio Resistance Red Guide, a guide to events of interest to left-wingers in the Chesterfield area. On Sunday, September the 8th, there's the Palestine Solidarity Fundraiser. Meet at 2 p.m. at Pillsley at the Clay Cross Village Hall and walk the Five Pits Trail. And at 4 p.m. there's teas, cakes and film. On Monday, September the 9th, at Chesterfield Library, at 1 p.m, there's the Save the Chesterfield Post Office public meeting. Wednesday, September the 11th, there's a buffet and film, Nostalgia for the Light, about the disappearances in Chile under Pinochet, which will be held at Santiago's Restaurant on Sheffield Road at 7 p.m. Tickets are £5. On Thursday, September 12th, Chesterfield branch of the Socialist Workers' Party has its meeting on Cinema, Class, Conflict and Censorship. This will be held at 7:30 p.m. at the Chesterfield Library, entrance by the cafe door on Beetle Street, which is down the steps from the main entrance. On Friday, September 13th, in Chesterfield Town Centre, there'll be a lunchtime stall and paper sale to build for the Save Our NHS demo on September 29th. On Saturday, September 14th, there's the People's Assembly meeting in Sheffield, which will be held at the O2 Academy on Arundel Gate from 11 a.m. through till 4 p.m. Thursday, September 19th, Chesterfield Socialist Workers' Party has its meeting on Chile 1973, Reform, Revolution and Reaction. This will be held at 7:30 p.m. in Chesterfield Library. Again, the cafe entrance on Beetwell Street. Fast forward to Sunday, September 29th. It's the big Save Our NHS, Defend Jobs and Services, No to Austerity demonstration outside the Tory Party conference in Manchester. called by Unite Unison and the GMB, and supported by many, many unions and many, many activists. Coaches from Chesterfield will leave Chesterfield Town Hall at 9 a.m. There'll also be transport from Mansfield and Kirkby in Nottinghamshire. For more details or to reserve seats on the coach, email jeaden@tesco.net or phone or text 07919 486 101. On Tuesday, October the 1st, there's the Chesterfield Unite Against Fascism organising meeting. It's to be held at 7 p.m. For location details, contact 0742 367 2544. On Saturday, October the 19th, there's the Unite Resistance National Conference in central London at Bloomsbury Baptist Church from 12 midday to 5 p.m. Tickets £5 wage or £3 on wage. Remember, what the working class needs a party which will not sell out to the right-wing agenda to gain middle-class votes. What the working class needs a party which will not kowtow to the bosses and the ruling class. What the working class needs a party which is run by and for the working class. The Socialist Workers' Party is that party.
You know what? I just don't understand it. It's constant. I can walk out of my doorstep, the minute I step out, it's there. If I go to the corner shop, it's there. If I'm driving my car, it's there. It's like, if I'm...
Man, I'm losing myself.
If I'm hot, you're hot. If you're legal, you're still hot. What's going on, man?
Yeah, I'll tell you about it, man. I'll tell you about it.
Check it. They pay me to talk about it. Guinea pig police couldn't complete the training days without me. Bark about it. You ever pay, you haven't thought about it. But I hope we bought this record in your mind is kind of caught about it. Lyrics I wrote about it. Institutional fight. They be polite, but with man's head in shy. It can't be right. How do you feel? It all sounds mess, but I'm telling you this shit is for real. Here the deal. Watch what you watch. Be careful what you listen to. You might be surprised what can brainwash you. And B-Play can teach you a thing or two. How they making you become what they want you to. Back at school they always told me I was part of a gang. Anytime they see me with the same skin colored man, never wanted Dan them to come together as one. Never knew that I could read them like the back of my hand. Try and keep them off the learning was the aim of their plan. 10 years they wanna see me with a gun in my hand. While for them youths living at 80 grand. 3-bedroom garage, big garden. They want me in the court saying beg your pardon. Lord have mercy, feels like they've worked hard to curse me.
How do you feel?
Watch what you watch.
How do you feel?
Be careful what you listen to.
How do you feel?
Your man name's gotta find a plan.
How
I can
do you feel?
Be what I wanna be.
Yo, Birmingham, New Year's Eve, two girls got shot. Down in the spot, the first thing they did was playing hip hop.
Why?
Cause it's black music and it helps their plans for the plight. To make gun crime look like it's only a black crime. I keep seeing policies on equal lots and make me feel racism stop. But that's bullshit, it's just found new hiding spots. The National Front, getting clever and cute. Switched up the docker boots, a bomber jacket for a briefcase, a pinstripe suit.
This is hip hop, yo, and I'm all for freedom of speech. But what I'm trying to work out is why the BNP winning so much seats. Is it cause the situation on asylum? Or is that the excuse for all the Nazis marching out on the streets? Yeah. We're gonna stop falling to the hands of the far right. Put them all in one small pot, throwing crumbs and let them fight. Get rich or die trying, get rich. Some switch, fall in the ditch, too deep and die lying.
How do you feel?
I feel like the system's all messed.
How do you feel?
That I'm the wrong race, part of the wrong class.
How do you feel?
That I'm getting me answers every day.
Running late for a stage show. Just bought a drawer at your bridges yard. Got a press foot, there's no car. Two tools, you're getting chased by the law. Sirens on, lights beaming, diesel engine. Second gear, the red line in it. Plug my scope, dash my knife, so they have trouble finding it. In the bushes, here come the coppers with the handcuffs and the pushes. Operation Impact, it's just another work for feds to rush us. Should you see me rushing out of this flat door? Same colour as my skin, dark clothing. Is a dibble the excuse to start questioning? What was I doing? Who was I seeing? Where are you going? Where do you live? What's your name? Give me your address, kid. What's this? Am I placed under arrest?
You could be placed under arrest.
After a quick search and a CI check. Now look in my face, now ask me again.
Do you feel
sick of getting chased by these feds?
How do you feel
watching man 24/7?
How do you feel
log on and step on Babylon?
How do you feel
Imagine looking through the eyes of a black man's life, knowing that he's trapped in a white man's lies. Imagine the pain of 400 years of strain, all wrapped and contained in one man's brain. That's why I got the gun name. I come to bun heathens out with a tongue flame. Can nothing's change? 11 years passed since Stephen's dead. And all we got fucking left is more racist fed. I think fear got them more shook. Like old ladies see me bopping down the street in handbags, they start clutch like raving in a club when an Asian brer says, "Hey yo, bruv, do you know where I can buy some drugs?" Thinking I'm a black man that I must shop whites, or I must love fried chicken or rob you at stoplights. Not quite. So when the five stop me in the ride, I just humble myself and just smile all polite. Cause I know that it bun them inside like cyanide. Fucking ask me how I feel, man.
How do you feel?
You imagine being me for a fucking day.
How do you feel?
It's some rhetorical shit that's going on right now, I swear
how
that.
Yeah, Sound of the Hoods Underground, track entitled How Do You Feel? Well, Wednesday the September the 11th is of course the anniversary of the 2001 Al-Qaeda attacks on America, and the commemorations and historical accounts of that are of course widely reported to this day. Far less reported is the fact that the 11th of September is also the anniversary of the 1973 fascist coup in Chile by General Pinochet and his army against the left-wing President Allende and his left-wing government, which was hugely popular and did do some welcome reforms for the poor and the workers of Chile. However, Allende did make some mistakes, for example, not supporting the fledgling workers' councils, or cordones as they were called. If he'd supported them and let them gain more control, then Pinochet's coup could well have been stopped. Sadly, though, the coup did take place, and in the aftermath, Pinochet's government murdered many left-wing activists and thousands more disappeared, never to be found again. He imposed a fascist regime in Chile, which was also the first to bring in neoliberalism and privatisation, which was later enacted by Ronald Reagan and Margaret Thatcher. On Wednesday the 11th of September, as mentioned in the Red Guide, there's going to be at Santiago's restaurant, which is a Chilean restaurant and run by Chilean refugees, which is on Sheffield Road in Chesterfield, there's going to be a commemoration of the 1973 fascist coup, which is going to have a buffet and also a film showing of the film Nostalgia for the Light. Now, that sounds an interesting film because it's set on the top of a mountain where there was a concentration camp for political prisoners under Pinochet, many of whom died. And there's also, to this day, a astronomical observatory. And the film juxtaposes the astronomers' scientific search in the sky for new stars and what have you, with the search by the relatives of the disappeared for their relatives who were murdered by Pinochet's regime. Tickets are £5 and can be bought from Colin Hampton or Tim Wilkinson at the Derbyshire Unemployed Workers' Centre. Anyway, back to the music. On a anti-fascist note, here's the sound of the Manic Street Preachers. If you tolerate this, your children will be next.
The future teaches you to be alone, the present to be
the Manic Street Preachers there. If you tolerate this, your children will be next. Well, that's enough from me talking. Like they say, over to you. If you'd like to contact Radio Resistance Chesterfield for a request or a dedication, if you'd like to comment on any part of the broadcast, if you'd like to suggest a topic for inclusion in our broadcast, if you'd like to promote a meeting or a event or what have you, if you'd like to upload some audio onto the web and send us a link so that we can use it in next week's broadcast, well, there's many ways in which you can contact us. The main one is by email, irx@souladequate.plus.com. That's India Romeo X-ray at souladequate.plus.com. You can phone or text us on 0770 256 3056, or you can search for Radio Resistance Chesterfield on Facebook, like the page, send us a message on the page, or else type something on the wall, as it were, and we'll read it there. And anyway, there's many ways in which you can contact us, but for now, yours truly, Red Ant's going to sign off for this week after this rather longer than expected broadcast, but so much the better. I'm going to leave the last word, though, to Citizen Smart, who, of course, entertained us on Saturday in Sheffield. Here's their track, recorded live in Sheffield, entitled Blow Your Tax Away. Catch you next week. If I don't catch you before...
You can forget us, that you chose today. With Mac Clegg, Hammer Slater's by your side. Well, we've got news for you. Oh, that's gonna make you blue. You'll soon have nowhere to hide. I'll meet us here in Sheffield on the Mersey. And the Clyde, and we'll be there. We promise we'll be there. Cardiff, London, Norwich, Birmingham, and Manchester, and every town, we will be there. You think you can forget us? That the toss will win the day. Go with Nick Clegg and his leaders by your side. Well, I have a good news for you. Oh, and it's gonna make you blue. Oh, and someday you'll have nowhere to hide. Ah, I meet us here in Sheffield on the Mersey and the Clyde, and we'll be there. We promise we'll be there. Oh, Cardiff, Norwich, London, Birmingham, and Manchester, and every town, we will be there. Everybody sing. Oh, hey, Mr. Cameron, where have you been? Oh, tell me how. Together we will throw your packs away.
together, we will